Social Security reform is expected to be a big topic tomorrow in President Bush's State of the Union address. There's increasing debate about whether Social Security is really secure itself over the next years. For advice on how to avoid hard times in your retirement, we turn to Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column The Color of Money. She's our regular personal finance contributor, and she spoke earlier with Day-to-Day's Madeline Brandt.
First off, Michelle, should we even expect Social Security to be our sole support when we retire?
You know, no, absolutely not. It was never intended to be all that you have in retirement. Certainly for a lot of people it is, but it was not meant to be your only source of income.
And how much income does Social Security replace?
For the average worker's pre-retirement income, it's about 40%. So you can expect, on average, to get about 40% of your pre-retirement income in your Social Security benefit.
So what do we do about the other 60%?
Well, that's where you've got to start saving more. I mean, we all know that the savings rate in America is pitifully low. And unfortunately, many people are going to wake up and realize that they don't have enough money to retire.
So saving, investing in the stock market, investing in 401ks and 403bs?
Absolutely. All of those are the way to do it. If you are employed and your employer has a 401k plan, you absolutely should be contributing. If there's a match, you definitely should be doing it, because that's like leaving free money on the table. This is especially so for young workers, because you have so much time on your side. So, you know, the first day you start at work, sign up for your company retirement plan. If your company doesn't have a plan, there are other ways to invest. You can get a Roth IRA. You can get an IRA. You've got to have some income to supplement what you're going to get from Social Security.
Now, what if you do that? What if you have Social Security, you are investing in your company's retirement plan? Should you be doing something else as well?
Well, you always want to have some other savings that are not tied up in something that has a lot of restrictions. Lots of the 401 plans, if you take them out, you tax and so forth. So you want to have a savings in general. You want to have something so that, say, for example, your investments don't do well. You don't want to count on having all your money in investments. You want to have some money saved for that cushion. Listen, the fact of the matter is the average monthly Social Security retirement benefit for workers as of December 2004 was $955. So you have to ask yourself, can I live in retirement on $955? And for a lot of folks, that is not going to be enough to live in retirement.
So how do people make sure they do have enough for retirement?
Well, you got to do the math. It's amazing to me the number of folks who are reaching retirement or you know, 10, 15 years out and have no idea what they're going to need for retirement. You know, are you going to move? Are you going to stay in your house? Will your house be paid off? You've got to do those calculations. And one great website that I love, which is, you know, a nonprofit website, is choosetosave.org. They have a retirement calculator on there where you can go in and you can punch the numbers and see how much you're going to need for retirement. Listen, you can't go into retirement without a financial plan. What are you going to need? You've got to crunch those numbers.
How about moving to Costa Rica?
Ooh, I would love to do that. But, you know, that's the one thing that lots of people don't realize. You know, are you going to stay in your hometown? If you're going to move, what's the cost of living there? What does it cost to sell your house here and buy a house there? These are all questions that people sometimes wait too late to answer, and then they find they can't live the retirement that they really want.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money. She's the author of the book Spend Well, Live Rich. Thanks again, Michelle.
You're welcome.
And thanks to Madeline Brand from Day to Day for that interview with Michelle. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.